Mary, a lot of these stories just kind of fly in the face of what women meant in that society, that they were typically not really talked about, kind of cast aside. And why do you think that God chose to put stories of women specifically, these women, in the Gospels? What are we to learn from that as women reading those stories today?
Well, I think that there's value and no preferential treatment for one sex over the other. And that when we are doing the work of Jesus and we are freeing maybe women from the sex slave industry or sex trafficking, we're actually doing the work of Jesus because he was doing that all along. He was, you know, the woman who was caught in adultery, he set her free from bondage, from death. And so there's just a lesson there, I think, for the body of Christ that we need to look for the least and the lesser and work on their behalf.
You know, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about Mary of Bethany, who is the last woman that you write about in this book. Who is Mary of Bethany, and why is she, it says in your book, she's one of our heroes. Why is that?
Because she just pursued Jesus. And I think there's so much in her story that can encourage Christian women today who feel like, I'm doing everything, quote unquote, right. I'm pursuing God, and yet I don't know that anyone sees me. And here's Mary of Bethany. She's, as you remember, the sister of Martha, and she's the good one, so to speak, who's sitting at the feet of Jesus while Martha's busy preparing. And Jesus praises her dedication. She's sitting at the feet of him, which is the position of a disciple to a discipler or a student to a rabbi, which is a place of a boy and a boy, or a man and a man. And she took the place of a man at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus did not rebuke her. And so for those of you who feel like, I'm doing all the right things, I'm following hard after Christ, and it just is so frustrating because no one notices, be assured that Jesus does notice. This story lets you know that he does not condemn the person whose heart is just bent toward him,